If I want to connect my data center resources to Microsoft Azure, I have a few options. If I want to open a VPN connection between one or a few computers only to resources in Microsoft Azure, then I take the point-to-site connection. If I have an entire network to connect to Microsoft Azure, then I would take a site-to-site VPN connection, which means I build a VPN tunnel over the internet to resources in Azure. Both virtual VPN connections types have certain limitations that can be read under the following link. Why are there only estimates or such rough guidelines? First, the VPN gateways can be which can be provisioned on the Azure side have certain performance options and therefore come with different prices. And second, the network traffic goes over the internet and is therefore strongly dependent on the bandwidth of your internet connection. And that brings me to the third possibility, named the private site-to-site connection with the ExpressRoute. And this is the topic of this webinar. So, briefly summarized, the site-to-site and the point-to-site VPN connection go over the internet to the Microsoft Azure data center. The ExpressRoute instead goes directly from my network to the Microsoft data center. So, you may question yourself, why do you want to have something like that? Because you may want to have a predictable performance. You might also want the traffic between your data center and the Microsoft data center not to go over the internet, but to go directly from your own line. And with the ExpressRoute, you get a high data throughput, you have lower latencies, and that are the reasons why you would take the ExpressRoute. The ExpressRoute is available in various forms. Today, or in this webinar, we'll look at the ExpressRoute we get at Interaction. Interaction is a colocation operator and provides me with data center services, which means I can rent a 19-inch rack, and that's what I did there. And they also provide special network services, for example, the ExpressRoute, which can be delivered directly to my rack. And that's what we look at in this webinar. ExpressRoute peerings and Microsoft Cloud services. I mean with that, for example, the IaaS services, the infrastructure as a services in Azure, or the platform as a services in Azure, but also the Microsoft online services such as Microsoft Office 365, which is a software as a service. Each of these different cloud services have its own ExpressRoute peering. And this is what the video or what this slide is about. On the left, we have my cloud, my data center, and there are components that are on the partner side, which means the Interaction side. And there are also components on the Microsoft side, and the ExpressRoute is stretched over it. So if I, for example, want to access a virtual machine from my on-premise data center located at the left to a virtual machine located in Azure on the right, then I would need the private peering, the blue line. If I'm on the other hand want to use platform as a services, PaaS services, I usually do that calling REST endpoints with public IP addresses over the internet. But for example, if I now want for security reasons not to do that, I can use the ExpressRoute public peering options, which is the greenish option here on the slide. Even if I need public IP addresses for that, for this connection, the network traffic does not go over the internet, but it goes via the ExpressRoute's private line. Last but not least, there is the Microsoft peering. This is an ExpressRoute services to services like Office 365. This is needed, for example, if I have a large company that needs a lot of bandwidth to connect these services, and if I need to guarantee special service level agreements, then I would do the Microsoft peering for that. In the following, we take care of the private peering. That means in the demo, we will establish a connection between a virtual machine located in my data center to a virtual machine in Azure. Both virtual machines have a private IP address, which means they are not on the same subnet, which means I need to enable routing. To begin, So to begin with, I order the express route in the Interaction customer portal. I log in and the express route is ordered under the term Cloud Connect, which means the Interaction company does not only provide network services to Microsoft Azure, but also to other public cloud data centers. So I take the Cloud Connect and I would be next handed over to a form that needs to be filled out in order to do the physical preconditions. That means to lay the network cables, the fiber optic cables to be patched to my 19-inch rack. Once this is established, I then can turn on the express route. And as the cabling and patching takes a little while, that's what we've done in advance. That means the fibers are already there. They are patched to my 19-inch rack, and now we can switch on the express route on these ports. So to do this, I select the option Cloud Service. Select Microsoft. And select the appropriate cloud service, which means ExpressRoute. And in brackets, I see it says something like redundant design, which means I do not have only a single fiber optic connection to my 19-inch rack, but two for redundancy reasons. Then I need to specify a VLAN ID, one for the private peering, that means from Azure on-premise, from on-premise to Azure infrastructure as a services like VMs, and a second VLAN ID for the public peering, meaning from on-premise to use Azure platform as a services, PaaS services. These VLAN IDs may not collide or shouldn't collide with my existing network. In my case, I haven't used them, so I can use these ones. And in this webinar, I will only configure the private peering as I don't need the public peering in our scenario. But I still enter the VLAN ID for the public peering to make the portal happy. Then I choose the cloud service places. That means I tell the portal where the peering should take place. And as I do want to have as little latency between my data center, which is located in Frankfurt, I take the nearest Azure data center, which is Amsterdam. We choose that, and now we need a service key. I don't have it yet. This is one thing I'll get from Microsoft, which means I'll get it in the Azure portal. And this is the second step we need to do. So we need to order the express route at Microsoft Azure. So in order to order the express route, I log into the Azure portal and look for express route, create the express route and give this connection a name. The next would be to select a provider, which is in my case Interaction. You see the growing list of various providers of express routes. Then next I would select the or specify the appropriate peering location, which is Amsterdam in my case. After that I choose the bandwidth. Attention, this will have an impact on the monthly price you pay. My tip is start small and scale up. This you can do without downtime, but once you are at the highest level, you cannot scale down easily, which means scaling down would mean deleting the express route, and that would mean downtime. So this is at the time scale up is easily be possible. Scaling down is a little bit more difficult. The next entry is about the SKU, which we leave to standard for cost reasons. The premium feature I would need, for example, if I would need to access other Microsoft data centers via ExpressRoute, which means from my on-premise data center in Frankfurt via the ExpressRoute to Amsterdam, and from there on via the Azure Backbone network to other Azure data centers, for example, in Singapore. If I do need this, I would use the premium feature. The next is the billing model, which is unlimited, which means the flat rate. This is the default, but for our purposes, the metered connection is sufficient. And it's also cheaper because we will be billed only by the network traffic usage. So then I'm going to fill in a resource group here. And after some time, I get the key, the service key that I need to complete the ExpressRoute ordering process at the interaction portal. So I copy and paste the key. And after some time, the portal at the interaction site recognizes some of the selected settings I did in Azure, for example, the bandwidth. And I now say, to which ports in my 19-inch rack the ExpressRoute should be patched. I select my cloud access port. Why two times? Because we have redundancy to fiber optic lines for redundancy reasons, and therefore we need to do this entry twice. We have a capacity of 10 gigabits, of which we already consumed 200 megabits, and therefore we have only 9,800 as the remaining bandwidth. I commit the order, which is then processed accordingly and completed after some time. This is how the finished order looks like in the customer portal of interaction. And in the Microsoft Azure side, you can see that the ExpressRoute is marked as provisioning. Or provisioned. So in the next step, we have to set up the private peering. This is a scenario we want to do. A virtual machine in my data center at Interaction is supposed to be able to talk to a virtual machine in Azure via ExpressRoute. Unfortunately, this is not as simple. In the reality, looks a little bit more complicated, and we will configure all these steps you see on the screen in the remaining video. So we have already created the ExpressRoute with the corresponding VLAN IDs, which we need for the private peering. And we need another BGP capable router on premise on the left side. Because the BGP protocol, with the BGP protocol, we can dynamically exchange network routes between the on-premise network and Microsoft Azure. Then we'll need some IP addresses for private peering. I take private IP addresses, one for the BGP router and one for the Azure counterpart. Then there is an autonomous system number to be assigned. And we will start with the right side, the Azure side. And therefore, I select my ExpressRoute and go to the area of peerings, which I see here below. I select the private peering. I click on it and enter the autonomous system number, the ASN number. from the other party, which means the ASN of the on-premise BGP-enabled router. The ASN is the identifier of the BGP router. There are official ASN numbers, which you could look up in the internet, and also a private range. In my case, I have used a number from the private ASN range to be specified on the BGP, on my on-premise BGP router. Next, I need a primary subnet, which is a private IP address range from which my BGP router and the Azure counterpart get an IP address. This is for the private peering. I need two network areas or subnets. However, in this video, I do not configure the second network in this demo. I only do the 22.0. And then I need the VLAN ID, the 101, which I specified before. I also can add a shared key if I want the routers, the BGP routers, to authenticate to each other. So that was the Azure part. Now we go to the on-premise side and configure our BGP router. The BGP router could be a piece of hardware or could be also a software solution. We use Windows Server 2016 as Windows Server 2016 with the routing and remote access service installed can understand BGP and can therefore dynamically exchange network routes. And this is what we'll configure now. I made a virtual machine for that. Important, VLAN 101 is located or specified on the network adapter where the express route is coming in. In addition, I also have a second network card which goes to the inner network, which means to the on-premise virtual machine. And this network is also isolated using a VLAN ID of 123. So now let's take a look into the virtual machine, which is a basic installation of Windows Server 2016. I log on to the virtual machine and we take a quick look at the IP addresses that have been specified there. There is a private IP address to talk to the inner virtual machine, which is the 192.168. And then there is an IP address that is being used for the private peering, which is the 172.16.22.1. This is exactly the first IP address from the subnet I set up in earlier in Azure. Then I start the PowerShell and install the remote routing and remote access service, which takes a while. After that, I then configure the routing options also with one line of PowerShell code. And in the next step, I configure the local RAS server to become a BGP router. I'll give it the IP address of the adapter on which the BGP protocol should be spoken. Additionally, I assign the ASN number. In our case, this is a private autonomous system number. And then our BGP router needs a neighbor to talk with, which means the BGP peer, which is the Azure counterpart. So I give the connection to the Azure BGP router a name called Azure. I specify my local IP address, which is the 22.1, and the other party has the 22.2. We remember in Azure we haven't entered the 22.2 but solely by the fact that I have specified the subnet, the IP addresses are assumed to be used like that, which means the .1 for my router and the .2 for the Azure counterpart. And then I still need the official ASN number from Microsoft Azure, which you could look up in the internet. I've done that, and this is the 12.0.76. If the BGP peering is set up, you can check the status with the PowerShell command get BGP peer, and what we'll see is the connection status connected. If there is a connecting for a longer time, then you'll have a problem. Both BGP routers cannot talk to each other, couldn't see each other. Usually the setup, the connected state is coming really fast. So in order now to get the network routes to be exchanged via BGP, you first need to specify which routes should be exchanged. And in my case, I did this by specifying the interface that hosts the routes. And the interface I take is the internal interface, the one that goes to the internal virtual machine, which is the 192.168 network. Done so, the on-premise BGP router will now tell the Microsoft BGP router which routes are reachable. So let's take a look at the routing table in the Azure portal. And you could do that. There is a routing table option. You click on it, and after a while, you'll see the on-premise routes with the next hop of my BGP router's IP address, the 22.1. So as the next step, we need to set up a virtual subnet in Azure. So let's look back to the graph. This is the subnet we'll take, a subnet of 64,000 addresses. Within that, we cut out a smaller network, which we then use for our virtual machines. So in Azure, I add a virtual network and give it the name VNet. I change the address range to 10.1.0.0 and make it a class B range with 64,000 or K addresses. And then I also create a resource group called test RG. And within that VNet, I create a smaller subnet, a smaller network called VM subnet 1, which is for my virtual machines in Azure. It complains a little bit about the range or the IP address range are not matching, which I eliminate. Now I give it a 10.1.0.0, make it a class B network with 56 addresses. And in the next step, I create a virtual machine named Cloud VM that is living in that network we just created. So in Azure, I select the VNet we just created, click on the plus icon, and say create virtual machine. From the templates, I choose Windows Server 2016. Then the wizard will start, and I give the virtual machine the name Cloud VM. Enter an admin name and specify the password. Place the virtual machine into the existing resource group. Then Select the t-shirt size of the virtual machine. Look at the settings and remove. Yes, our virtual machine is in the VNet, in the correct network. And then I remove the public IP address from that virtual machine. Why? The virtual machine should just be reachable over the express route and not over the internet. Okay, so I agree with the other settings. Then I commit the order, click on the create button, and accelerate the video. After some time, the virtual machine is available. There it is. We'll look at the details. Notice the connect button to the virtual machine is grayed out, which means I cannot make an RDP connection to the virtual machine from the internet. Yes, because it has no public IP address, but the virtual machine consumes CPU cycles. And let's take a look at the IP address it has. It has the 10.1.0.4. RDP or the RDP protocol to the virtual machine is allowed. That means I should be able to do RDP into the VM via the express route. But we are not done so. It won't work yet as we still miss some components. For example, we need a VPN gateway and its associated subnet. And that's what we'll configure in this step. So the VPN subnet lives within our big VNet and can be a rather small network. That's why we use a 28 net mask for it. And we create the VPN gateway with its subnet in one go. So in Azure, I choose the VPN gateway from the templates. Then I'll get another wizard to start. And I'll give the VPN gateway the name VPN gateway. The gateway type is for an express route. And now I can choose the different different SKU classes, which means, or in my case, I use standard here. It has less power, but it also produces less cost. Then I have to select a network in which this VPN gateway should live, which is our VNet we just created. And in this VNet, the Azure creates the VPN gateway subnet that I would make a little bit smaller. I don't need so many gateway addresses, so I give it a 28 mask for that. Okay, then I need a public IP address for my VPN gateway, which I create. Then I'll check the rest of the settings, the default settings. Okay, click create and accelerate the video again. Our VPN gateway takes about half an hour to complete. And as the last step, I have to create a connection object so that the VPN gateway works together with our private peering. So that means in Azure, I click on the item add connection or connection, click on add, and give this connection the name connection to on-prem. See the connection type, it says express route. We select the appropriate VPN gateway we just created. And after some time, this connection object is also created. Finally, we should now have a working connection between my on-premise virtual machine to our Azure virtual machine, which means also the network routes to Azure should now be known to my on-premise BGP router. And this is what you can check with the PowerShell command get BGP root information. You see the network destination, the IP address range. And so now a ping from our virtual machine to the Azure machine should work. So let's test that. Let's go to our internal virtual machine with the IP address 192.168.205.2. Let's change to the virtual machine. I log on. There it is. Let's take a quick look. This is the IP address of the inner network. I do an IP config. Let's just verify that. Yep, and now we'll do the ping to the virtual machine in Azure, which is the 10.1.0.4. Yes, and the ping works with a latency of about 12 milliseconds. So from Frankfurt via Express Road at Interaction to Amsterdam, it takes 12 milliseconds. So with RDP, or will RDP be possible also to go through the express route? Let's check that. Type in the IP address of the virtual machine. Oh, looks good. Okay. Specify username and password. Login. Also, RDP to via the express route to my virtual machine in Azure works. And now we do the way back from the virtual machine in Azure called Cloud VM. Here's the name from Cloud VM back to my on-premise virtual machine. Let's type in the IP address. Yes, also with 12 milliseconds. So quite a bit of work to set up an express route with private peering. Thanks for watching. Hope this helped. Take care. Bye-bye.